Good afternoon, friends. This is Frank Gallup speaking for Patrice Munsell, Jack Smith, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and for William Tabbert, leading tenor in the Seven Lively Arts, who is once more the guest of this house. Our pattern of melody this afternoon begins with a skillful piece of collaboration involving Georges Bizet, Oscar Hammerstein, Patrice Munsell, and Al Goodman. We hear Beat Out That Rhythm on the Drum from Carmen Jones. In the person of young Bill Tabbert, age 23, we present an answer to the constant query, where are the radio stars of the future coming from? Well, the answer, of course, is this. The stars of tomorrow will come from the victorious Army and Navy of the United States. Ex-Corporal Tabbert is the first of the returned veterans to win front rank recognition on Broadway, having switched from Army trooping to stage trooping after training injuries brought about his honorable discharge. Bill sings for us a recent popular ballad called After a While.
after a while, when you're weary of lips that are fancy free, maybe long for me after a while. After a while, when you're lonely and nobody else will do, maybe I'll hear from you after a while. Why go on chasing rainbows? Stop reaching for a star. Sometimes your dreams will find you. Just look behind you, and there they are. I'll try to smile and pretend that we never have been apart. Maybe I'll fool my heart after a while.
Composer of Patrice's aria today studied music at the knee of his mother, who was herself a well-known musician in Paris 100 years ago. When the composer grew up, he wrote one of the world's great mother songs, an Ave Maria to the Queen of Mothers. Our song for Patrice today is from one of his great operas. We hear The Waltz from Romeo and Juliet by Charles Gounod.
Oh,
some of the best American music now being written is composed in Hollywood to provide background color for screenplays. For example, David Raskin's score for Laura, the picture that brought Clifton Webb into movie prominence. The composer, working with Johnny Mercer, has recently lifted a portion of that work out of the background and has built a song around it. This is Laura, as Al Goodman sees it. America has made for Americans to sing. The tune we've chosen as the second of our folk song series illustrates, I think, a happy continuity in American life. It shows that we're not yet so far away from our pioneer ancestors that we can't enjoy the songs that made them happier at times in the wilderness long years ago. For this song, Out of America's Past, is popular again in the troubled American present. When Abe Lincoln was a young lad, keeping store in New Salem on the banks of the Sangamon and courting Ann Rutledge, his neighbors made their own music for play and dance and courtship. One of the tunes they made to go with the square dance must have sounded to Lincoln and his sweetheart rather like this. Well, the years went by and the little tune disappeared, to live only in the memory of country fiddlers here and there across the prairie lands, and in the books compiled by men who know the value of such small native things. Well, Hollywood researchers found it there, in the books. And if you saw the fine musical film called Meet Me in St. Louis, you heard the little tune in a new dress. We hear it now, a salute to the past in the style of the present. This is Skip to My Lou, to My Lou.
Put on your Sunday go to meeting and I'll take you by the hand. And if you will be my dancing partner, we will dance to beat the band. So join the promenade and lead the big parade. And if you don't get home at all, your pa will understand.
Then get started, so
choose your partner, skip to my Lou. Choose your partner, skip to my Lou. Choose your partner, skip to my Lou. Skip to my Lou, my darling. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Skip to my Lou, my darling. I'll be glad to go with you, so pray thee do not dally. But if I do, it's up to you to let me dance with Sally.
Skip to my Lou.
Or Daisy.
Skip to my Lou.
Maybe Mary.
Skip to my Lou.
Skip to my Lou, my darling. Skip to my Lou. Skip to my Lou. Skip to my Lou.
Skip to my Lou, my darling.
I'll find another one prettier than you. I'll find another one prettier than you. I'll find another one prettier than you and go to another party.
Fly away to a neighboring state.
I don't care what my friends say.
Dance and sing till broad daylight.
I won't get home till Wednesday.
Skip to my Lou.
Thursday.
Skip to my Lou.
Or Friday.
Skip to my Lou.
Skip to my Lou, my darling.
I think just about everyone recognizes this Noel Coward song. But I wonder how many listeners can name the unusual musical show from which it is taken.
The show, Conversation Piece. The melody, I'll Follow My Secret Heart. The singers, Patrice and Bill Tabbert.
Until marriage is out of the way.
But what if I meet with a sweetheart so sweet that my way would hurt and not obey?
I'll still have something of my own.
Keep all my dreams apart till I'm
The great music which may come out of this war waits to be written, waits for victory, apparently. Perhaps composers, like poets, require tranquility to recall emotion. Exceptions, of course, are Shostakovich, who set down his great symphony under siege at Leningrad, and Richard Adensel, who wrote his Warsaw Concerto in bomb-battered London during the early Blitz. We hear the concerto now, in shortened form, as arranged by Al Goodman. At the piano, Milton Rettenberg. Thank you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.